What a day, the 11th of May, and welcome to it. On the KSRO Live Line, we are good friends at this stage of the game. We've talked to each other a lot, and Deanna Contreras is back, PG&E Sonoma County spokesperson. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy Friday to you. And there is a new operations center in San Francisco, part of PG&E's Community Wildlife Safety Program. And what are its goals, Deanna?
So it is Wildfire Awareness Week, Pat, and wildfire season is here. So its goal is to monitor wildfire risks in real time. It's basically a safety operations center based in San Francisco. But it's to monitor the risks and coordinate prevention and response efforts with first responders and meteorologists and basically analysts and meteorologists monitoring wildfire risk in this new hub. And it's, in effect, it just opened up May 1st. It just opened up because it is wildfire season. And so this is something new that we're doing to bolster our prevention and emergency response efforts.
And I know that there are going to be a new kind of weather station available because of this center. I'm concerned, Deanna, and wondering about how many of those stations will be operating and where might they be?
So we already have about 100 weather stations. We have a whole network of weather stations already that takes a look at weather forecasting, and we're going to be expanding that. We're going to be extending that to about 300 over the next couple years, and they're all across our service territory. And they're like little compasses. You know those little compasses with like little rooster on top. They kind of look like
that.
Little rooster on top, but obviously, but.
They probably do a little more than those weather vanes, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. They're going to be installed on our poles. So just to monitor weather conditions and conditions on the ground, conditions, wind speeds, and that sort of thing. So that's kind of how we're advancing our weather forecasting by installing more of these weather stations.
And, of course, the idea is to know earlier about potential, dangerous fire sites and be able to know sooner when fire rears its ugly head, right?
Right, yeah. So the other big part of this new community wildfire safety program, so all these things that I'm talking about is this part of this new program that we've put into place to help strengthen our communities for wildfire season and for the future. The other big part of that is what we're calling a public safety power shutoff. Basically, we now have protocols in place to turn off the power when needed. Before, obviously, we would do it at the request of CAL FIRE after these dangers reared their ugly heads.
Yeah.
Or once they, started popping up, we would de-energize the lines is another way of putting it, turning off the power at the request of CAL FIRE, forest protection agencies, other agencies, first responders. But now we actually have the protocols in place to turn off the power only when there's extreme conditions, right? This is not a decision that's going to be taken lightly. This is a huge deal to turn off people's power at the side of a threat. So there's a lot of communication that's going on about how this is going to happen and where it's going to happen. We know it'll only happen in the high fire threat areas, those tier three areas where the CPUC and CAL FIRE considers it a high fire threat area. And we don't know the exact algorithm of the wind speeds and the temperatures and all of that when it's going to happen. But as of May 1st, we do have the protocols in place to turn off the power when extreme fire conditions are occurring.
And Deanna, can you speak at all to the news that came out this week from the independent service operators that said there may be some powering down during the summer months to save electricity?
No, I haven't heard that. Sometimes when in the summer months when it is extreme weather, but it is a heavy load on transformers and on the system, and that's how we get power failures, especially if there's underground equipment tends to overheat because it doesn't cool off at night as fast. So I know last summer when we had that record heat, we saw some power outages here in Sonoma County because of, you know, not cooling off and just because of the heavier loads. And especially here in Sonoma County, as more folks install air conditioners and putting heavier loads on the grid, we're definitely updating the grid and updating our load capacity to allow for that. But I know the heavy heat or the extreme heat and, you know, higher temperatures do cause outages because of that.
And aside from the new operations center in San Francisco, what's PG&E's focus right now?
Well, we're focused on helping customers rebuild Sonoma County, Napa County, Mendocino. We have 6,000 customers who lost their homes, Pat. I mean, it's heartbreaking, right? Our communities have just been through hell and back, right? And so we're helping them rebuild and recover where we can. We're out in the communities. We're proactively calling people. We're calling people. We're about halfway through calling those 6,000 customers. We're at any rebuilding seminar, any seminar that the supervisors are calling, workshops,
most events, questions.
Yeah, we're in Coffee Park every Thursday. And we were at the Human Race last week. We were at Earth Day. You know, wherever the community is, we're going to be there to answer your questions about rebuilding, about billing, anything we can help you with. You know, we're there to help you.
Well, let's hope that we all this year pay attention when there is a red flag warning in the forecast. And we'll be certainly more observant than ever about, you know, broadcasting that information. And we all ought to be much more tuned in to the concept of how dangerous that can be this year. Deanna, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. And no doubt we will be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
That's Deanna Contreras from PG&E, and I have a feeling, just a feeling, that the Cal Fire folks are going to be releasing their report. I hope that their investigation will be done soon on the cause of the fires. I got a feeling it's going to be sooner than later.